The Clubhouse Call-In with Burns and Gambo. Presented by American Telephone, your partner for cloud communications. Serving Arizona for over 30 years. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, Luke Weaver was back today and had a great game. Six innings, just one earned run allowed. D-backs win 8-3, and he joins us now. Luke, how are you feeling coming off your first game in about 3.5 months?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a little tired, too, I can't lie. But it was a fun game for sure.
Luke, it was great to see you back on the mound. We watched that whole game, and you were just mowing them down. You just really pitched a great game. But 3.5 months out, the shoulder, I was just saying, shoulder injuries for a pitcher is always scary. Sometimes you feel like the elbow could be fixed. But, you know, how did you feel rehabbing with a shoulder injury?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we see that the elbow is kind of advanced and how we can recover with that, but the shoulder is always something we always hear and we get cringy with. But it's just a lot of patience, you know, just trying to make sure that the healing time was there, and then in that patience, just building up the right way, making sure that, you know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves, especially me, and just making sure that all the milestones, you know, checkpoints along that recovery process are hit well and, you know, just hit strong in general. And, you know, a lot of work was put into it to make sure that, you know, I try to avoid like something like this again. You know, this is twice this longer term injury has kind of happened to me. So, you know, really took a lot of emphasis on making sure I can get everything foundationally correct and to not let it happen again.
Well, we saw when you first got here, I mean, 12 starts, you had an ERA of 2.94. I mean, just absolutely fantastic. The ability to stay healthy is obviously the key for you. So hopefully, you know, you figured out some of those things. But what are you, you know, for the rest of the season, for the final month of the season, what are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's, you know, obviously it's not really proven that I'm healthy because I feel confident and there's no questions, you know, ifs or buts about that. But I think it's just going, getting there deep in the games, being efficient with the pitch count, taking what the games give me like today. You know, we all like the strikeouts and such, but that gets us really high on our pitch count. And I think they were aggressive today and just understanding how the game is going. And with that being said, I just want to get some good amount of innings under my belt and obviously limit the damage and, you know, just going to the offseason on a really good note. And, you know, obviously our baseball club to end strong and feel good about how we played the last month.
Yeah, for today specifically, it being that first start since mid-May, I mean, how did you manage expectations? And then, you know, beyond that, San Diego's got a pretty good lineup, and it looks like everybody was in there today. What was working for you specifically today?
Yeah, well, I knew it was going to be a challenge. I knew that they're trying to win baseball games down the stretch, and they're going to have their guys in there. And so I just took it as a challenge. And honestly, like, as far as expectations, I didn't really understand or know what people were thinking. I thought expectations, honestly, might be low just based off of how our seasons went, you know, how the progress has been with me of just being hurt and how, you know, good of a team they are. So I just said, hey, let's just go out there and not necessarily shock the world, but let's shock them a little bit and really go right after them. And, you know, I wouldn't say that they were on their heels by any means, but I just felt like I executed really well with fastball command and all the work I put in to be consistent as possible. And that proved to be a big plus for me today, and
about
something I'm definitely proud of.
Yeah, how about that 6-run third inning, too? I mean, that had to help pitching. Once you got to the fourth, you were pitching with a lead.
Yeah, that's always nice. You know the first couple of innings, you're trying to, you know, battle test and make sure you limit the damage and try to get into a nice groove. But, you know, you're facing a guy like Darvish who's really, really good and, you know, able to string some hits together and some damage, and you're like, wow, that's really 6 runs right there. And so it just makes you want to attack more. You know, you don't have to be so cute or fine around the plate. You just go right after them and stay aggressive, you know. And obviously that last inning got me a little bit, you know, that pitch. He got out in front and put a good swing on it. But, you know, just it was a strike, and that's all I can ask for is just staying ahead.
You know, I know veteran pitches. If you're a veteran pitcher and you've got, 175 innings under your belt three times or 200 innings under your belt a few times, like, you really don't worry about how many innings you pitch. But for younger players, when you don't have – how does this affect you next year? For guys that, you know, that, like, you threw 46 innings so far this year and 52 last year and 64 the year before, it's hard to ramp that up and throw 200 innings in a year. And I know last year – every player had to deal with it in a shortened season that they weren't getting their normal innings pitched.
Yeah, you make a great point, and I think we're seeing a decent amount of injuries this year just on, you know, the volume that's come in. And there's a point to be made on that. It has to be managed to an extent because you're pushing your body past the limits it's ever been. But I think just paying attention to how outings go, you know, like a game like today, there's less stress kind of going on when you're filling up bags. And there's a lot of traffic, but you're getting out of it. Like, there's a lot of tension and a lot of stress that's put on the body. So that five innings there, as opposed to a six innings like I had today, are really different type of innings. And so, you know, as a staff and as, you know, a good self-evaluator, you just got to understand those things and track it along the way.
Well, look, we're really happy to see you back pitching for the Diamondbacks. Congratulations. Six great innings today. You get the win. And, you know, can't wait to see you pitch again in 5 days.
I appreciate it a lot. Thank you guys for having me.